If I knew there was no heaven, no hell, I wouldn't go back like I was.
Amen.
Save me. I wouldn't go back a drunkard, an alcoholic, a gambler, a thief, a murderer. I wouldn't. No, I enjoy it this way.
Yes.
I mean, I can lay down and sleep at night. Don't worry about nothing. I left my family one time to go sell and have my brother. I got scared. I was aiming down and go to hell. I got scared of the heart. I went and stayed all night with my older brother. Left my family. But I found something somewhere. If I live to see tomorrow, be 46 years. A little dried up fellow weighed 125 pounds, living on baby food, poached eggs, and sweet milk. I went to a little Baptist church. I don't know what that preacher says, but I knew what they told me at Vanville Hospital, 19th day of March in 52. They dismissed me out of Vanville Hospital and told me they couldn't help me. I know where I was headed. My daddy was a Methodist preacher, best man ever was around. My daddy was a sharecropper, but he was the richest man I ever met. Prayed every night, read the book every night. We lived in a little two-room shack. My daddy loved the Lord. His life lived with me until the day I got saved. Haunted me, haunted me, haunted me. And parents, live for God.
Amen.
Live for God.
Amen.
It'll rub off on your children.
Yes.
It sure will. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad God called me to preach. I'm not much. Told Brother Larry to come way down yonder about 340 miles to get a one-horse preacher. I've been trying to preach for 44 years. I saw them pop in, pop up, and pop out. But I saw a few saved.
Amen.
I saw a few people saved. I saw
Amen.
My two brothers saved. I saw my children saved. I saw a few people saved. I hear the preacher retire. 1983, I had a good church, a good congregation. They was paying me well. I said, well, I'm just aiming to get out of it, take it easy. I draw a little old check, a little old Social Security. I said, I'll just get out of it. I resigned the second Sunday in September in 83. Stayed there in January until they got somebody, and I left. I've been busy ever since. No rooms, no house, nobody retired, no more.
Amen.
No, sir, I went and hoped a church one time, and then it didn't have a pastor. I just went and stayed 9 months. Stayed with them until they got a pastor. One stayed 6 months, one stayed 3 months. Where I'm at now, I just went there 10 years ago to help them out until they could get somebody. I told them I wouldn't leave it.
Amen.
God called a man to preach. I believe only preach.
Amen.
Before God called me to preach, I preached in my sleep. And
Amen.
God puts it in your bones. I know education is good. I mean, there's some good men, seminary preachers, good men, saved men. But when God puts a calling on me, I didn't want to preach. I begged and cried and told God I couldn't read. I ain't got no education. Everything, I tried everything. But it didn't work. Here I am. I'm doing my best tonight.
Amen.
Trust God.
Amen.
Sure. And I come out of the Army in 1945 in October of 45. Went to work at Redstone Arsenal, Huntsville Arsenal. $3.56 a day, hammering ammunition. I stayed there for 24 years. A little church offered me $35 a week if I'd quit my job and take that church. I quit that job. I was running an old 10-ton roller packing asphalt. Got done a job, and the foreman left and took the man on with and told me, said, preacher, what'd you get done? I said, you rolled your machine. Come on up on Squirrel Hill. We'd be up there. I got down and I pulled a trailer behind a 5-ton dump. That roller on it. I pulled that roller on and it didn't look right. I pulled it off, took another shot at it. That thing broke half in two. One piece went one way, one another. I said, this is it. Foreman come, I said, I want to go to personnel. He said, what you want to go to personnel for? I said, I'm going home. I'm one. Glad I did.
Amen.
Glad it is. I'm glad it is. And we had a revival meeting just a while after I was, we took this little $35 a week church, and I baptized 18 people. There wasn't no teenagers in it. All of us, all some of the old as I was.
Amen.
And I'm still preaching two of them now. That's been as many years ago.
Amen.
Yes, sir. God's been better than me than has anybody. God let me prosper. God let me prosper. God let me prosper. God let me have a good family. My wife passed away 5 years ago. My mama passed away in 83. In August 83, I had the privilege to preach my mama's funeral. My wife died 5 years ago in March, 14th of March, 93. Oh, if I ever want to. My wife was sick, she had emphysema. It was a different soul when my wife, but we've been together 45 years. My wife married me when I was a drunkard, a gambler. If I got saved, she fixed my hair and me tied my shoes trying to get me off church somewhere. My wife was so good to us. She always stayed a week in revivals. Come back, everything, God never fussed at me, never said, well, she never said one word about me. Lord, my wife passed away, I miss her so much. I do, I live by myself, and it gets lonesome. I ain't got television, I don't watch television.
Amen.
It's calm at the house, just as calm as, me, no disturbance. Have a good time. Now, certain times I try to pray. I believe Daniel did. I believe he looked at his watch and he said, it's time to go.
Amen.
I said, I don't believe he just prayed when it felt like it. I believe he had certain times he prayed.
Amen.
He prayed three times a day.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Amen.
A lot of times, the only time children have to hear their daddy and mama pray in church, or pray at home, or pray down at the barn, or pray down in the woods.
Yes, sir.
I believe in prayer. The Bible says the prayer for righteous man faileth much. That moves God quicker than anything. Man prayed for not to rain, didn't rain for the space of 3 years and 6 months. I believe in singing. I believe in singing gospel songs. People practice what they sing.
Amen.
That's all right. But when people praise, man, this man wanted some bread. He went to a friend. He said, I need three rolls of bread. He said, I can't get up and give you no bread. I'm already in the bed, and kids in the bed, and I can't get up. The Bible says he stayed and stayed and stayed until he got up and gave him many of those he needed. That's God. That's what God would do. You just stay with God.
Amen.
You stay with God. You stay with God. Draw nigh to me and I draw nigh to you. Clean your hand and set your sins appear by your heart. You're talking about us.
Yes.
We're talking about lost people. Talking about us. Well. God's good. 25th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. It's familiar scripture. I guess all of them say it by heart, but I can't. I got to try to read it. What little I can. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. Which took the vessel, lamps, and went forward to meet the bridegroom. And five of them was wise, and five of them was foolish. Them that foolish took the lamps, but took the oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go out to meet him. Then all the virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them and sell, buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom cometh. And them was ready, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards come also Afterwards come also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know not neither the day or the hour when the Son of Man cometh. I know that's pretty red, but I done the best that I could with it. I hope and pray the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart. Whatever need in your life. I have, my daughter was up in Virginia. She works with civil service. She, her boyfriend was up in Virginia. She transferred up there for until she run him down and married him up there. And she always called us every Sunday evening. She called me one Sunday evening and talking to me. She said, Daddy, said, you know, what our preacher preached this morning? I said, no, I don't, Brenda. Said he preached about the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. Said the foolish just pitted around and missed the blessings.
No,
they missed the boat. They missed heaven.
Yes,
I mean, any time God calls somebody foolish, there's something wrong. This man made the big crop. He said, I don't know what I do all my good. But he said this, what I would do, I'd pull down my old barn and I'd build a greater barn. I said, my soul, so take care of rest. I have much goods laid up for many years. God said unto him, that fool, this night, that shall be quarters of thee. No, there's all virgins now, don't get me wrong. All the virgins, they didn't know men. But there's long suffering, what I tried to preach last night. And all, you have a Scofield, King James, a Scofield, says down in the footnotes, that the all is symbolic to the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says in Romans 8, chapter 9, verse, he says, like the Spirit of God, we're none of his.
Right. Amen.
The wild's headed. All of us, everybody's got the vessel. I mean, this old body is a vessel where the Holy Ghost dwells and lives and guides and teaches. Great things I remember. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. But the foolish didn't have it. They had the vessel.
Yes.
Somebody in our church, I preached this one time, and they said, preacher said, the Bible said the lamp went out. I said, any old wick will burn just for a minute.
Amen. Yes.
We had coal all around back when I was a child. The oil would get low. The wick wouldn't touch it. My mama would take that lamp and screw that thing off and go to the water bucket, pour some water down in that basement. That little devil always come up on top. Old lamp slip.
Amen.
This and the world won't mix.
Right.
Separation. Yes, sir. Now, I had a friend, preacher friend. They said he preached it. All the virgins were saved, but 5 of them got lost. And all dear friend, we are sealed with the Holy Ghost until the day of them.
Amen. Amen.
The God's grace.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. They didn't get lost.
Amen.
I mean, man gets saved. I said when a person gets saved, I'm talking about saved. I ain't talking about joining church or what about this. I'm talking about when a man born into God's family, he cannot get lost.
Amen.
I mean, we see it with the Holy Ghost until the day of redemption.
Amen.
I mean, we can get out of fellowship with prodigal son. Said, I know who I want on my stuff, what belongs to me. He took a fur journey in a fur country and wound up in the hog pen. If he died in the hog pen, he wouldn't die in the hog, he died in the son.
Amen.
I'm talking about the Spirit of God. He's the third person of Godhead.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He's real.
Amen.
Jesus said, if I can go not away, the comfort won't come. But if I go away, I pray the Father and send you the comfort. Will guide you and teach you and bring all things you remember.
Amen.
Dear friend, without that, people's lost without Jesus.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
No, my daddy was a Methodist preacher. I don't know. I hear my daddy preach. But I never did see my daddy fall out of the apple tree. My mama was a Methodist. My mama was the best woman ever was around. The only time she had a little fruit in her lip. But my mama lived to be 96 years old. My mama was the best woman I was ever around. Mama raised us since my daddy died in 1933. Mama raised us. I never did see my mama get lost.
Amen.
Never did. I ain't scared of getting lost. I ain't scared of getting lost. I couldn't get lost if I wanted to. I'm scared of not serving God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Read. God said to them, a lot of love. I chastise. I deal with it. I never did go and whoop my neighbor's children. Never did. I never did go across the road over and whoop my neighbor's children. But I tried to my best to correct my boys. You know the reason why? Because it was mine.
Yes,
right. Born into my family. They weren't my name.
Amen.
That's what God's people do.
Amen.
Good friend, listen. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven.
Amen.
I'm closer to home now than I ever been in my life. Death don't scare me no more. I used to be scared of dying. I was scared to go to sleep at night. I was scared I'd die and go to hell. But I'm not scared of dying no more.
Amen.
No, sir. I know the Bible says it's appointed a man to die. After death, should a man live 969 years, and the Bible says he died. Noah lived 950 years, and the Bible says he died. You're going to die. I mean, we had a little man in that church one time, went up to the funeral home, made all the arrangements, picked out his coffin, picked out his pallbearer, picked out the preacher to preach his funeral. When Mr. Brother Clayton Jones died, all the arrangements done made. And then, friend, if you hadn't made the arrangements, you need to make them, but you're going to die.
Yes.
For the Bible says it's appointed man to die.
Yes,
yes sir, Reed, but how is it with you? Dear friend, if you miss heaven and go to hell, you miss the Bible says, what it profit man if you gain the whole world and lose his soul.
Amen.
If you don't get saved, dear friend, it's been better if you've never been born.
Amen.
To die lost and go to hell and spend eternity. I mean, they tell me the word eternity is the word with no end. Talked to a lady one time, what do my laundry? She's nice. I asked her when I first started going, I said, ma'am, you go to church anyway? She said, yeah, I go to Presbyterian church. I said, well, there's two groups of Presbyterians. I said, one of them believes in the eternal skin, and the other don't. I said, which one do you go to? She said, I don't know. I said, what is eternity? She said, spell it. I said, okay. I can't. But eternity means once saved, always saved.
Amen. Everlasting life.
Yes. Best thing I ever heard on that one time, I don't tell jokes, but I may tell this. I told him before. Does this man run the grist mill? Ground mill. Corn in the mill. That was his occupation. That's what he done. He ground corn that morning in the mill. Went home for lunch. He had to go by a little old store. To lunch and said he started back to work and grind some more corn in the mill and said, well, some men sitting on the store porch arguing about eternal, scared of one. Someone said you can, some said you can't. They motioned for him to come over and help him. He said, no, I ain't got time. I got to go back down here to this mill and grind some more corn. He said, I ground a sack of corn this morning there in that mill and said that mill went dead and said I cranked it up and said that meal unground itself back into corn before I could stop it. Chewing that a while.
Yes. Amen.
It's just so much impossible. Yes, yes sir.
Amen.
I'm not scared of getting lost. God saved me. God saved me from hell.
Yes,
yes sir. Five wise and five foolish. It's wise. The Bible says if any man thinks himself wise, let him come as a fool. For wise in this world is foolish, God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I don't know much, but I know God.
Amen.
Amen. Knows God knows everything in the world. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Five wise and five foolish. All of them carry the vessels now. All of them carry the vessel. This is the vessel. It's where the Holy Ghost dwells in us.
Yes.
But when the bridegroom comes, that was the cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. The Bible said they rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us all our lamps are gone out. The wise said, not so. That's got enough for us. You go to them and sell and buy for yourself. The Bible said they want to buy what they want to buy, the bridegroom comes. And I like this. He said them was ready.
Yes.
Them
Amen.
Was ready. Went into the marriage.
Amen.
And the door was shut.
Amen.
And the Bible says in the next to the last verse, he said, I don't know you. I mean, I don't know you.
Amen.
Dear friends, everybody that's ever been born to come age young people had a time in their life to get saved. God's a just God. God is a loving God. God don't send nobody to hell. People go to hell because they said no to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Give nobody death. Well, that's a give a chance to get saved. I talked to a lady one time. I got acquainted with this lady, Betty Jackson. She was a school teacher. Betty told me, she said she bought a new car. Tickled her about that new car. Said the Holy Ghost spoke to her and she didn't cry. Said, no, she's a young lady. Just bought a new car and she won't have a good time. Said she getting crying. Said the parents didn't say anything to her. Next morning she got up and said the same thing. And said her daddy was a father was a medical doctor. Said he sent got one inside of the car to the doctor to check her out. Betty said from that day to this rebel bear. She called me rebel bear. She said from that day to this rebel bear I hadn't had no peace. She said, I'm going to hell. Said, you use my name. What do you preach? What do you preach? Said, use my name and tell that baby Jackson to have a chance to get saved. She turned it down. She said, no. And I'm going to hell. I'm so glad when that night comes every morning. I didn't die and go to hell.
Yeah.
But people ain't lived the things they lived on. You know, you sing old song, well, Indians never die. They just fade away. You're going to die.
Yes.
You're going to die.
Right.
Mr. Walton died. Rich man died. Man that married President Kennedy's wife. Rich man in the world. He died. He died. He died. Dear friend, listen. The Bible said just may be a few people go to heaven. Said many of the boys. He said the way was broad, wide way that leads to destruction. Many would go that in that go that way. He said marriage is the way and straight is the gate, which leads to life and a few at any day. Just a few. Just a few. Just a few. Just a few. Dear friend, if you don't get saved, you go over everything in the world God's done. God give the best he has. God give the best he has. Men and women, boys and girls to be saved. Give his son.
Amen.
That people can be saved. God said, it ain't my will to any perish. All come repentance.
Yes.
He said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but I come to call sinners to repentance. Well, you might say, preacher, what I got to do? Get saved. Just get lost.
Amen.
Get lost.
Amen.
Realize you're lost and going to hell.
Amen.
Want to get saved.
Yes.
I said last night about when is the first man I went to the Lord, Mr. Hodge. I visited home three times. The third time I went, I talked to him. I said, Mr. Hodge, the Bible says in the third chapter of Revelation, 20th verse, the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock for him, and he hear my voice and open the door. I come in and supper him, and he will meet. I said, Mr. Hodge, I knocked on that door. And I said, you got up and open that door and invite me in. I said, that's what Jesus says. He wants to come in. He's done all he can do. He stands at the door and knocks. But Todd said, I want to get saved. I said, sir, kneel down here and ask Jesus in your heart. He did. I got saved. I had three little baptized him and Guaybo. That's old people. sir. I got lost. I don't know what that preacher said that Sunday morning. I went to church second Sunday in April 1952. I don't know what that preacher said. I know a bit more what that preacher said, and I know how much money Brother Larry got in his pocket. But I know what they told me at Vanville Hospital. The doctor said, come and sit down beside my bed that Monday morning, that morning, the 19th day of March. He said, we can't help you, sir. I know where I was going. I got scared. And I said, preacher, I got scared.
Amen.
I got scared. I didn't want to go to hell.
Amen.
I didn't want to go. I done something about it. Got saved. Man, I'm the best thing that ever happened to me.
Amen.
Best thing that ever happened to me.
That's right.
I was in the Army, and I got a rating one time in the Army. You got a rated call. That wasn't much. But that was good to me. You know, man didn't have no education in the Air Force. I got an outstanding praise on the job one time. They gave me so much money to check. That was good. Nothing like that day happened in my life. I got a policy rolled up in full.
Amen.
It's all us cash hands.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm 81 year old. And I know I ain't got much longer, but I ain't served God. I don't care what the devil does. I don't care what he does. I ain't served God. The Bible says the king of heaven like a 10 virgins. Five wives. Always put the best first. Five wives. Five foods. All of them carry their vessels. All of them carry. You got a vessel. If you're not saved, you got a vessel. Your body is a vessel of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. The wives had more. More represents the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. It's real. It's real.
Amen.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They all agree in one. All are one. All are agree in one. Yes, sir. Somebody said, where did God come from? God's always been.
Amen.
God's always been. He looked over Jesus and he said, let us make man in our own image. I mean, Jesus never tired of it. Let us make man in our own image. Made man just like Jesus. Made a perfect man. I mean perfect man. Made a perfect man. Put out there in the garden and told him what to do. Here comes the devil. To the weakest vessel. I told my sister, that woman run for vice president one time. I was been several years ago. And my sister said, I said, you know what she ought to be? She ought to be in the kitchen washing dishes. I said, the woman ain't got no business. I said, a woman, the Bible says a woman's a weaker vessel, man. She said, the Bible don't say no such a thing. I said, no, it does do it. The devil come to that woman, told her. She took of the fruit and gave it to her husband. He did. God come, Jesus come walking in the garden, called him. Oh, yeah, Adam, what you done? You said, yeah, my wife done it. Yes, sir. This flesh is not perfect. Paul said, when I seek to do good, evil is present. But the Holy Spirit is perfect.
Yes.
That's why the good holders, people get to live above sin. I said last night, the Bible says he no do good, do it not unto him is sin. Sin.
Amen.
Five verses. Five wise and five foolish. All of them carry the vessels. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. The Bible says they are all rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said unto the wise, our lamps are gone out, give us oil. They said, not so. You go with them sell and buy for yourself. While they went to buy, the bridegroom cometh. Them was ready. I like that verse. Bible said, them was ready. But when the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go to them and sell and buy for yourself. While they want to buy, the bridegroom cometh. You listen to this. And them was ready, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards come also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. You listen to this verse. But he answered, saying, and said, may I say unto you, I know you not. I know you not. depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Many will come in that day and say, Lord, Lord, have we prophesied in that name? Prophesied means teaching and preaching. Have we even casted out devils? He said, depart from me. I never did know you. He said, the one that doeth God's will. Are you doing God's will? Are you doing God's will? Are you following God and living for God every day of your life, side on Sunday? I mean, it's, people go to church on Sunday and put on the dog. I tell our people, I don't believe in it. I might make some of you mad, but I don't believe in buying and selling on Sunday. Our people go to church on Sunday, go down Walmart on Sunday evening. I don't believe in that. My daddy wouldn't let us play ball on Sunday either. With sweet gum sticks and a little thread ball. Out in the cow pasture, he said, no, boy, there'd be no ball playing around here today. Amen. Today on Sunday, the biggest sport day there are now.
Amen.
Dear friend, this thing's in a mess.
Amen.
I mean, this thing's in a mess. I sat one time in Walmart, working at the farmer getting a scripture filled. Man sat down beside him. I said, sir, you go to church anywhere? He said, yeah. I go right here to this big brick church on the highway, it's a new church. I said, well, sir, it's good. I said, this thing's about over. He said, I don't know about that. Well, I could look around and tell it's about over.
Amen.
I mean, the Bible says that even Jesus don't know, but the Bible says, be buying and selling, marrying and giving in marriage, earthquake, famine, pestilence, all like that. You show me anything in the New Testament ain't been already fulfilled. I like to see it. It's all been fulfilled, dear friend.
Yes.
Something happens every 2,000 years. The last 2 years, the 2,000 year being up. God said he shortened the days of the election. Say. This thing's about old. I'm looking for Jesus any day now.
Amen.
I'm looking for him any day now.
Amen.
Any day now, I'm looking for him. It's, something happens every 2,000 years. Like 2 years being here. Dear friend, I'm looking for him. Don't scare me more. I was out one night coon hunting. I used to be a big coon hunter. Stars in the fall. I never saw them in the stars fall just like a piece of grain and full of corn up in the. Scared me. My coat gun run up and down my back. And my hair pushed my old cap up, old hat up, and I thought the world was coming to end. I thought that was it. Don't scare me no more now since I've been saved.
Amen.
I know it's coming. I mean, it ain't stand for a while, but. I mean, God's coming back to get. I mean, Jesus coming back to get me.
Yes.
And they ain't give me a new body. A new body. It'll be around a while. I mean, I hate to be left here. I mean, it'll be a terrible place. This place will be to live.
Yes.
Tribulation. That's how we mark to buy and sell. Be hard. I'm not ain't be around. I ain't be in glory.
Amen.
Yes, sir. As was saying the same invitation. I was the same just as I am. That's the way God took me that night. God took me just like I was. God will. That's the way God wants you, dear friend. You might say, preacher, if I quit my way of living, and I quit my drinking, smoking, dipping, cussing, I ain't joining the church. God wants you just like you are. I mean, God wants you in all your bad habits. God wants you all. I mean, God took me just like I was. If nobody had lived as bad as I did. God took me just like, and God cleaned me up. I mean, I didn't start to shout and run and hoot and holler. I mean, my boys was when they was born, they didn't run down to the hospital. It took time. My wife fed an old baby food. Man, people grow. I'm still growing. I've been in the same 46 years tomorrow. If God lets me live, I'm still growing. I'm still growing, and I want to grow some more. I want to learn some more about God's way. Yes, sir. I don't know it all. I don't know it all. Yes, sir. One thing, two things I know. I'm saved. On my way to heaven, as we're saying the same. I wish you'd come tonight. I wish you'd come tonight. I wish you would. Dear friend, you need to be saved. This thing's about over. 5 or 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. All those virgins.